This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump yesterday. McConnell's saying of that vote,
"It was the predetermined end of a partisan crusade that began before President Trump was even nominated, let alone sworn in."
The Republican-controlled Senate is responsible for holding a trial to determine whether Trump should be removed from office. That's probably coming in early January, though the two parties are already squabbling over the rules which would be established for how that trial would be conducted. Fewer Americans filing unemployment claims last week. The Labor Department says around 234,000 workers did, but that's down 18,000 from a two-year high in the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
As lawmakers in the U.S. House took the impeachment vote last night, the president was on stage at a huge rally in Battle Creek, Michigan. One of his remarks about the late Congressman John Dingell has not been sitting well with many folks. He mocked the last name of Dingell and then remembered a phone call from his widow, now Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thanking him for how the federal government honored her husband when he passed away.
John would be so thrilled. He's looking down, he'd be so, "Thank you so much, sir." I said, "That's okay, don't worry about it. Maybe he's looking up, I don't know."
Dingell's widow and Republican Congressman Fred Upton responding by demanding an apology from President Trump. What's called the individual mandate in Obamacare has been ruled unconstitutional by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The ruling says the mandate in the Affordable Care Act can no longer be read as a tax. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A major Trump supporter retiring from Capitol Hill. Republican Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina announcing he will retire from Congress at the end of his term. The four-term congressman says in a statement he will continue to support President Trump and is fully committed to staying in the fight with him. His western North Carolina district is expected to remain solidly Republican despite his departure. A teen is in trouble for trying to fly high in a plane that wasn't hers. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A 17-year-old girl is under arrest after police say she climbed a fence and stole a small plane at Yosemite International Airport. Airport Police Chief Drew Bessinger.
She entered a King Air 200 propeller-driven aircraft and was able to start one of the engines. The aircraft began to move and pivot and crashed into a building and a fence on airport property.
Authorities say no one was injured during the incident.
And a Chinese woman was arrested yesterday and is now behind bars after allegedly trespassing and taking photos at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The woman trespassed at the home and was asked to leave by security, but later returned to take photos. The 56-year-old arrested and is now being held in Palm Beach County Jail for loitering and prowling. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Look, we're serious about getting this country back on track, and that means that we, the people, need to be an activated group. I mean, the reason we are where we are right now is because, we were busy taking care of our families and working hard. And meanwhile, we allowed the elites to come in and take over, and they have run us amok. That's what is going on here. And I think more and more people are waking up to the reality that the government is not serving us as it should, that we've got elites in there who have been serving themselves. And we're here to say the party's over, ladies and gentlemen. And our next guest, who is running for the 13th District in Florida, which is Charlie Crist's seat, in Florida. She's a Hispanic conservative Air Force veteran and candidate for Congress. Anna Paulina Luna joins us now. Anna, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. And might I add, your intro was fire.
Well, good. Thank you. Well, I I'm sure that's what, you know, that's what got you going, and I mean, not to mention that, you know, with your background, Hispanic background like mine, and I got to tell you, you know, my father was a World War II vet, and he was at the Battle of the Bulge with General Patton as a medic, and, you know, raised 9 kids, and, you know, really raised us with values that were pro-American. I mean, that we're for the unity, for the good of all Americans, regardless of color, regardless of racial background. Certainly, as a result of our background, we do have, I guess, a door opener to speak into specific communities that heretofore. Because I remember when I was in L.A. Believe it or not, this is way before you were born, in 1972. I was working as a radio personality in Los Angeles, and believe it or not, I was the first Hispanic at a Los Angeles radio station. Up until then, you never heard of a Hispanic last name on a contemporary radio station in Los Angeles. Since then, it's changed quite a bit. But it's hard to think that in 1972, there wasn't. And what it did for the Hispanic community was it said, you know what, if this knucklehead can do it, then maybe we might have a shot at it too. And since then, you know, LA radio has been proliferated with many, many great talents and Hispanic voices there in the marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, I can say that, you know, just from personal experience, what I've been really going through as a candidate, but then also too with my previous work as a national activist, it's been very, very incredible to one, see the change that's been taking place nationally among the Hispanic demographic, really to embrace and own the conservative values. But aside from that, it's like any opposition I really come up against, you know, I don't see a lot of focus on my cultural background. background and race on the conservative side. I see it constantly being called out, though, on the more left-leaning sides of the radical Democrats. And I say that because I am half white and I'm half Hispanic. My grandparents on both sides are from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so what's interesting is that I will constantly come up against the rhetoric of, oh, well, you're lighter skinned or you're half white, so therefore you're not a true Latina. And I think that it's just so insane to see that if I were to be aligning with mm-hmm. the values of the DNC, if I was to be aligning with this liberal program mindset, that that wouldn't necessarily be a focus. The focus of my skin color or the fact that I am part white wouldn't be factor in it all. But the fact is that, you know, I've never voted based on the basis of what I am. I voted on the fact that, one, I embrace my American culture, my American values. I'm a supporter of the Constitution. And I've never thought that because I am Hispanic, I have to vote Democrat. And so what we're seeing is this national awakening, really, of the Hispanic demographic, which, you know, it happened and it's happening in the Black demographic. And we're pretty much the last ones. And I do believe that with everything happening now in 2020, you will see a wave of this embracing of conservative values. Mm-hmm. But you're also going to see that there's going to be candidates like myself that will come into office because of it.
Well, I got to tell you, it's interesting to hear you talk about being light-complected. My father is from Spain, my mother from Mexico, okay? So every one of the kids, of the nine kids, we had light, dark, light, dark, light, dark. That's the way we came out, right?
That's how you describe it, yep.
Yeah, so I'm very Weddle. And so being very Weddle and light-complected, yeah, same thing. Because I remember, as I mentioned, I was in Los Angeles. I go to do a presentation to the students at L.A. City College. And I'm on campus, and I'm looking for the sponsoring teacher that invited me to come. And so I asked some students where he might be. And this one gal looked at me, and, you know, and I had introduced myself. I said that I was Bill Martinez. And there were signs all over the campus of Bill Martinez speaking today and all that. And so so she obviously had knew of my name and knew of me, but had never seen me before. And so when I said that I was Bill Martinez and looking for Mr. Johnson, she goes, "You're Bill Martinez?" And I said, "Yeah, I am." And she goes, "Gosh, man, you're white."
It's insane, though, because this is happening at a national level, right? People are literally programmed to think, you know, if you are Hispanic, then you're all of a sudden, you know, only Mexican. Right. And then if you're only Mexican, then you have to have an appearance somewhat similar to Speedy Gonzalez, that's short and darker skin with a sombrero. And that's just not the case. Right. Being Hispanic is not one color. It's not just being Mexican. There's Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Colombians. It's, you know, the fact is that they try to segregate people and tell them and program to vote a certain way. And it's not okay. It's not helping our community. It's not unifying the nation. And I'll tell you that the worst thing I heard was I was actually on a debate stage at Politicon with several commentators from CNN and then also a Playboy reporter. And Anna Navarro was there, okay? And this Playboy reporter said that, well, in regards to immigration, who's going to pick the field if we get rid of all the illegals? And for me, I'm thinking, okay, for one, Hispanics aren't just capable of picking fields. And the fact that you said that was completely insulting. I mean, we're doctors, we're lawyers, we're business people. But that's how they program people to be. That's what they want the mentality to be. And it's not the truth. And to be honest with you, I own the fact that I'm running as a Republican candidate because I know that people need to hear that difference of opinion and that those that quietly support us that are waking up are doing better for their communities.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Anna, the cultural DNA of Hispanics is very conservative.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to go out there and abort their babies, although 25% have. But as a rule, they're not going to do that sort of thing. And also, when you know, speaking of abortion, I mean, it has had a great impact now with new technology, the Hispanic communities. And what I'm hearing is, the grandparents are grieving. I mean, it's tough enough that mothers are grieving over the reality of buying into the lie of abortion, and to the point that 25% of Hispanics of Hispanic children have been aborted, according to the latest numbers. I mean, but we're not a monolithic group. But I will say this, that is mostly consistent, as I said just a moment ago, when it comes to our very nature, we are conservative in values, but there are those antithetical forces that are trying to stuff, you know, round pegs and square holes. That's against our nature. We know who we are, and thank God for you, you know, stepping forward to be that example to let them know. Because, I mean, the reason I'm doing this national radio show, believe it or not, about 10 years ago, these syndicators came to me and they said, Anna, believe it or not, they said, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before.
I believe it.
So go figure. Hey, it's you and me, and we're going to fight this good fight. So we've got more from Anna Paulina Luna on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Poor digestion can lead to many unpleasant symptoms that can wreak havoc on your happiness. Don't suffer in silence. Get Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Digest, the most potent and pure source of vegetarian enzymes to support the digestion of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fiber, and dairy. Quantum Digest. Don't eat cooked food without it. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
A I'll tell you, you've got to look beyond the surface of what's going on in our country today. And don't freak out, okay? Don't worry about what the Democrats are doing. Don't worry about this impeachment ruse. All this stuff that's going on. Look at, America is better than this. And, you know, with 320 million Americans, well, I'll tell you, that is, that's a lot of power and a lot of inertia. And all we have to do is line up and reflect the attitude of our founding fathers, and before them, the pilgrims that really were the ones that dropped those key seeds of government, of a capitalistic government, a free market government, a government based on liberty. They were the ones that originally planted those seeds. And that's part of our DNA. And I'm just saying, hey, we just need to come back home to those first principles and we'll see what's happening. Look at what's happened in short order within 3 years. Anna Paulina Luna, I want you to comment on this. Anna is taking on Charlie Crist, the Democrat from Florida 13. And we're going to be talking about her candidacy. But it is amazing to think of what Donald Trump has done inside of 3 years. The stock market, 10,000 points. I mean, that's something that is unheard of, that usually takes decades. Unemployment at all-time levels, whether it's Hispanics and blacks. And I don't necessarily like to bifurcate because I think it plays into the hands of the Democrats and those that want to separate us and keep us from being united. But for all of America, I mean, the numbers are awesome to the point that we have more jobs than people. And I think that creates a whole new opportunity. But also what's happening with the people that do have jobs, guess what? They're upgrading. You know, they're not working for minimum wage anymore. The value of good employees in the marketplace right now is gold. And if you prove yourself and you work hard, you know, the dividend is there for you. And this is what's happening, you know, across the line under the presidency of Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's incredible how much the media won't put that information out there, because even with what's happening with impeachment, the president is still going out to bat for Americans. I mean, he just locked in an amazing trade deal with China that we almost got no coverage on, and he's still fighting for the people. He's like, for as much as the media hates him, for as much as he's putting up with, he knows who elected him, which was us, and he knows what he needs to get done to really change his country. And I think that for my generation and for future generations, had it not been for this president, I don't know if there would have been much hope for us. And I say that because really coming down into 2020, and this is something that Don Jr. said that really resonated with me and something that I fully agree with, it's either that we have a chance to vote for freedom or we vote for socialism. And that's what exactly. It's coming down to. You have the members of the squad that have been farmed out to go out to bat for the candidates that they're so choosing that are ushering this agenda in. And so with us being silenced on media, with us being silenced in the digital space on social media, you know, what can we do? And so we really do resort back to the grassroots way of spreading the president's message, and that's going to the people, and that's the threat to the establishment. That's a threat to these people that just want control to keep us divided and don't want the success of this country.
Exactly. And to your point, Anna, what we've been saying on the show for quite a while, whether it's a candidate, whether it's a piece of legislation, whatever it is, the critical question that must be asked is, will it add or take away from our freedom? And I think if we ask that question, boy, this is going to really be a real positive revolution. And I mean that in every positive sense for all of America. And I believe that we have this awakening. I mean, I know it's been tough on Donald Trump and his family, and you can't be grateful enough for what they have endured, you know, for what? Because he wanted to serve the country as the president of the United States. And for that, they're giving him a bad time, impeaching him, trying to malign him on every turn. And oh, yeah, by the way, in the middle of all that, he's doing all these great things on behalf of America. That's why 63 million people said, hey, you know what? We believe you and you're our guy. And in 3 short years, he's convinced them that their vote is gold and that he has honored that vote.
Yep. And what's crazy to me is, mind you, this is the same man that got almost no credit for defusing the situation in North Korea.
Yes.
I mean, no other president could accomplish what he did. And the fact is that people still have no idea what the threat of was with full-blown war with North Korea. And that, to me, at the time when that was, you know, taking place, I was actually still in the military. And, you know, without disclosing too much, I mean, you see what happens at the military level, and then you see what was avoided. And my service to country, I'm so grateful for this man, because if that would have happened, we would have lost a lot of young men and women.
Exactly.
Who simply are carrying out the orders to protect the country. It's not, you know, the members of the military that vote on war, it's members in Congress. And we can see that right now there's a lot of people that want to make a buck, want to kind of grease the wheel. You know, they have people like the corporate lobbyists that buy them. And so they don't have an invested interest, and they don't have ties to that military family. So I'm thankful for that president and for him for that.
Well, speaking of North Korea, remember that conversation between President Trump, incoming, outgoing, the former president, Barack Obama. And Barack Obama says, I want you to know North Korea is the biggest threat. And so Donald Trump asked him, he says, well, did you talk to him? He said, well, no. He goes, well, that's stupid. I mean, what? Your biggest threat? You're not going to have a conversation with your biggest threat to figure out what the heck's going on and how to solve this problem? And to your point, well, look, we've got about 3.5 minutes left. I want to turn it over to you, give you all 3.5 minutes here to talk about what about your candidacy and why voters in the 13th district should look to you.
So, you know, what I found is that I'm not from the Washington machine. I don't have any family members and I'm not, you know, tied in that way to D.C. So one of my campaign slogans that resonates really, I think, with the people and then with who I am is the campaign slogan of built, not bought. That is everything who I am. I am a grassroots candidate. I will fight for the people. But in a nutshell, I'm a pro-life, pro-God, pro-gun, and anti-socialist candidate. So as much as we're championing local issues in the area, we also have these national issues that it's our responsibility, if elected into office, that we're not only defending the rights of the American people and the people in our district, but also protecting the Constitution. And so if these people think that I'm not going to go up there and defend the Second Amendment, I'm not going to go up there and defend our borders, and I'm not going to go up there and defend our Constitution or Republic, they have something else coming for them. And I'm going to take this moment to plug my campaign website. If you want to find out more information on me, you can find me at VoteAnnaPaulina.com. Again, it's VoteAnna with two N's and then Paulina.com. And that has really my stances on a lot of issues. But locally, I mean, I have a common sense approach to taking care of the environment. I'm not for carbon tax. My views are, and especially being that we are in a beach community, we have so much that is focused on that, whether it's tourism nationally, because we have some of the best beaches in the world, our fishing community, but it all goes back to the ocean. So why are we, you know, pushing taxes on some of these smaller businesses to comply with these environmental standards? And that would kill business in itself, but we should be doing tax cuts for these things. So for me, I am 100% who I say I am. I've owned who I am. I'm not bought. And really, when it comes down to it, I think that we need more people that have normal experiences, who have worked those blue-collar jobs. I am that person. We need less people who are from D.C. We need less politicians, less lawyers, and more people that understand the fight of the common man. And so with my candidacy, with my race, I've actually to date raised over $100,000 on small dollar donations. And
congratulations.
A Republican, thank you. And for a Republican candidate, that's pretty rare because my average donation is $25. And so I think that that says a lot about the people believing in me, believing that I'm fighting for them. And I am. I am absolutely there to do something that I think no other congressional representative, especially not someone like Charlie Crist, who's been in office for 30 years. I mean, you look at what he's done. He's never held a real job. And how can he be expected to vote on legislation, for example, on prison reform or even the welfare systems when he's never gone through that? A lot of people look at me. They don't know my story, but I am from a lower income family. I grew up in the welfare system. I combated cycles of poverty and I had to join the military to get out of that. And had it not been for that, I might not have been able to help my family, but I choose to fight for this country. I fight for the people. And because I believe that this president represents the people, I'm going to fight for him too.
Well, Anna, very well said. And thank you. Thank you for coming on the show and helping us understand more of your story and your passion on behalf of We the People. Anna Paulina Luna for Congress, built, not bought. And again, remind everybody where they can go to support your candidacy and to find out more about the candidate, Anna Paulina.
You can find everything about me at www.voteannapaulina.com. and I need all the donations I can get. So $5, $10, $20, $500.
You don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump yesterday. McConnell saying of that vote,
"It was the predetermined end of a partisan crusade that began before President Trump was even nominated, let alone sworn in."
The Republican-controlled Senate is responsible for holding a trial to determine whether Trump should be removed from office. That's probably coming in early January, though the two parties are already squabbling over the rules which would be established for how that trial would be conducted. Fewer Americans filing unemployment claims last week. The Labor Department says around 234,000 workers did, but that's down 18,000 from a two-year high in the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, to Bethlehem.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Come and behold him.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, this is the time of year that many of us are going to be shopping till we drop, huh? Our next guest says it's important to have a plan and a budget before we spend more than we can afford. Here with us is the shopping expert, Claudia Lombana, who is teaming up with the GM Buy Power Card by Capital One to share some timely holiday budgeting tips. As a journalist, Claudia has won two Emmys and the prestigious Peabody Award. Welcome, Claudia Lombana. Good to have you with us on the show.
Absolutely.
So, Claudia, help us out. You're teaming up with GM Buy Power Card by Capital One to share some timely holiday budgeting tips, right?
Shoppers should definitely have a budget for the holiday season. It will avoid stress. It'll avoid overspending. It'll avoid incurring more debt. We know that the average consumer will spend more than $1,000 this holiday season. What you want to do is not overspend or spend more than you can afford. Don't let your December ruin your January is what I like to say. And make sure that if you're using credit cards, you're watching your interest rates, you're getting something back
back for every dollar you spend, whether it's rewards, points, or earnings on those credit cards.
You know, what is it, Claudia? Every year, we know that we should have a budget. We say we're going to do a budget. And then January, we say, well, we should have done a budget, and we're going to do better next year, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is a problem, and that can lead to, you know, not just short-term debt, but long-term debt, credit problems, not to mention the stress that can come with overspending. We know that 49% of people do not create a holiday budget, and that's a mistake. It's not too late. I know that we're already in mid-December, so a lot of people have already started spending on the holidays. If you have already started spending on the holidays and you don't have a budget, now is the time to take a moment, check your spending. This is the time of year when people should be checking their spending daily. Keeping
right.
track of what you're spending is a great idea to make sure that you don't overspend and don't put yourself in debt and have all that stress on top of the fact that we're in a holiday season, which can be stressful enough on its own.
Exactly. Well, our economy is doing well, and some have suggested that that could have some influence and give us some kind of false sense of security and, you know, put us in a good mood. And when we're in a better mood, we end up spending and kind of blowing the budget here. So I appreciate your warning to tamp it down, you know, to make sure that when everything is all said and done, that we've had a peaceful and enjoyable holiday season, and we go into January with a better attitude and, you know, better prospect, right?
Yeah, it's really just about keeping track. I mean, I don't want to, you know, be a killjoy.
Right.
And, you know, it's fun to spend. It's fun to buy things for other people, and I love that factor of the holiday season. It's just a matter of keeping track of how much you're spending so that you're not overspending. Certified financial planners say that a good rule of thumb is to spend no more than 1% of your overall income. So let's say your combined household earnings are $100,000. You shouldn't be spending more than $1,000 on your holiday budget. 1% is a good rule of thumb.
That's a good idea.
So keeping track of that will help maintain your sanity.
Yeah, and I love and I love the way you do the math. It is very simple, really. Now, you also say if a new car is on your list, what kind of tips do you have for getting a good deal and how we can keep our holiday spending in check?
Yep, December is actually one of the best times to buy a car. It's actually one of the most popular months for car shopping season. There are a lot of things that you can consider when you're purchasing a vehicle. Of course, you want to make sure that you're not breaking the bank. But something that to keep in mind is if you are looking to buy a car, there are cards out there. I mentioned cards that give you earnings or rewards back. The GM Buy Power card is one of the best cards for that because every purchase you make is going to get you earnings, and those earnings can be put toward the purchase or the lease of a new GM vehicle. So Chevy, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, those are all GM vehicles. If you have the GM Buy Power card, for every dollar you spend, you're getting earnings that you can put toward purchasing a vehicle. You're also going to get credits of up to $250 a year for GM extras, which include certified services, so your winter oil change, parts and accessories, or your Sirius XM radio, all that sort of thing. So a good rule of thumb when you're purchasing a car is to plan on spending 10 to 15% of your monthly budget on automotive expenses.
Now, what else can we do to maximize our holiday budget?
The other things that you can really think about when you're maximizing your holiday budget is, number one, make a list of what you're spending and how much you want to spend. Decide on your spending limit for the holiday season. You want to assign money to each category because spending doesn't just come in the form of buying gifts. There are other things that we spend on during the holiday season. If you're entertaining, all those things factor in. And you want to make sure you're tracking your purchases. This is the time of year when we should be checking our purchases on a daily basis to track our spending.
Well, and of course, it keeps the hackers and those that, you know, the evildoers out there that are taking advantage of people and they want to, you know, get their tentacles into your finances, right?
Yeah, it's always a good idea to be checking your daily expenses when it's a season like this, when people are more vulnerable and there is more of that activity happening.
Exactly. Well, Claudia Lombana is our guest. She's a shopping specialist and award-winning journalist with her tips for the holiday season. So we talked a little bit, but I want to give you a little bit more time again here, Claudia, to talk to our audience about problems associated with overspending.
Overspending can lead, I mean, to many things. I would say the worst would be the stress. ongoing debt, affecting your credit score is another problem. Again, 49% of people don't create a holiday budget, and it's an important time of the year when we're spending. Generally speaking, we're spending more during the holiday season than we are during any other time of year. The second largest shopping season of the year would be back to school, so another time when people should create a budget. So you don't want to be so generous that you don't take care of essentials or put yourself in a bad position for the coming year.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the holiday season in full swing, it's a shortened season, and you know, the economy being robust, we don't want to be too overly optimistic, but hey, we want to be able to enjoy the season and make the most of it. And Claudia, you've given us some great ideas here on how to maximize our spending and to draw out you know, some additional benefits.
You are so welcome, Bill. I'm glad that I could help today.
Well, where can everybody go for more information?
They can go to buypowercard.com.
It's just that simple, buypowercard.com. Claudia Lombana has been with us. Claudia, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You got it. This is great stuff from Claudia Lombana, shopping specialist and award-winning journalist, as a nationally respected shopping specialist. Claudia has been sharing her expert tips on bargain hunting, trend spotting, online and mobile shopping, security, avoiding internet scams, and more. She's a national shopping specialist for PayPal and regularly shares her insight and expertise to national TV audiences, including Fox News, and to major markets, including New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, San Diego, Phoenix, and more. Her tips and advice have appeared in national publications, including People Style Watch, New York Times, USA Today, First for Women, Essence, and Maxim.com. Needless to say, Claudia is all over the place, and we're grateful that she's been with us to share our ideas. Don't forget, okay, it all starts with a budget. 1%. That was a great takeaway for me to realize that that's the number, okay? About 1% of your income is what you want to dedicate as a shopping budget, and stay to it, and check it all the time, because you want to make sure that you're careful of those scammers that are out there running around going to do everything they can to make their season jolly and yours less jolly, so at your expense, and you don't want that to happen, right?
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature,
Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose.
Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. The Parents Television Council President, Tim Winter, joins us now. Tim, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How you doing, buddy?
Bill, Merry Christmas to you and to your listeners from Hollywood. It's a pleasure to be back on the horn here with you.
Well, always. Hey, let's talk about, a number of exciting things happened this past year in 2019 that has been benefiting families. Let's break it down and remind them of the good things as we look forward to 2020 after that.
Yeah, thank you for that nice tee up. The Parents Television Council has been in business now. We're almost 25 years old as an organization, and our mission is to help parents navigate the choppy media waters, the entertainment media waters that seem to be so filled with sex, violence, profanity, drug use, disrespect for authority, and the things that parents find harmful and offensive to their values. And that's why the Parents Television Council is here. We've had a year of great achievement. We're very grateful for that. The voices of Americans have resonated not just here in Hollywood, but on Madison Avenue in New York and in Washington, D.C. You know, it wasn't so long ago that Hollywood just felt that, you know, kids were collateral damage to their explicit content.
Yes.
And now it seems like children are directly in Hollywood's crosshairs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the PTC's mission is so critical. We've been able to secure the Federal Communications Commission in Washington conducted their first ever review of the content rating system. Parents see that when they turn on TV, TV PG, TV 14, mm-hmm. those things. And what we've been saying for years, the FCC finally agreed and publicly said the system's not serving parents. It's really serving Hollywood. It's not serving parents because
exactly.
so frequently the content is rated incorrectly. And we were able to secure the cancellation of a couple of very toxic TV shows by talking to the advertisers. Remember, the advertisers are what keep the shows on broadcast television. And when the advertising dollars go away, the shows go away. So
exactly.
a couple of pretty toxic shows got pushed off the airwaves. You know, we now have streaming media platforms like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime that are increasingly popular, especially with our younger folks.
Mm-hmm.
And a show that I know we've talked about in the past, 13 Reasons Why,
right.
that
exactly.
that included a graphic suicide scene. Well, you know, I can't say it was just because of the Parents Television Council, but I know we had our thumb on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to get Netflix to remove from that show the graphic suicide scene, and they decided that hey, maybe, you know, children's suicide is not something we should be entertained by. So they announced the cancellation of that show after we took a direct campaign to the board of directors of Netflix.
Right.
When the CEO wouldn't agree with us, we went to the board members and embarrassed them, and all of a sudden that was important to them. So, you know, as we look at 2020, we have...
Tim, before we get into 2020 here, I want to reflect a little bit more on 2019 and the successes
yes.
that we enjoyed. And I want people to be encouraged. Yes, the TV Council was part of it, but it's the people. It's the people joining in and participating in this and realizing that their voice does matter. And what I love about this, Tim, and what you helped to ignite Parents Television Council, is you helped to ignite an organic response. I mean, because a lot of the energy came from everyday parents going, wait a minute, I wasn't aware of this. And then when they were made aware, they did something about it. So this is, you know, this is something to celebrate, to say, look, we don't need to turn over the controls of the media to Hollywood and just accept what they send down the way as, you know, just everyday pablum. We can say, no, this is unacceptable, and we can choose to tune out. We can choose to not participate with sponsors that want to promote things that are injurious to our children.
Well, you're exactly right, and I should take a step back. You know, all we are is the choir director.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the choir of American voices that coming together individually and then mm-hmm. collectively.
But we still need the choir director, though, Tim. That's what I want to say. I am grateful for what you've been doing. I mean, you have put in, you know, for 25 years here, the team, everybody involved with the TV, the Parents TV Council, boy, there's a lot. And I'm sure along that 25 years, many people probably stop to say, are we doing any good? Is it making a difference? And I think that we need to pause for just a moment. That's why I want to stop you for just a moment and say, look, you guys done a great job. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't what you have been doing for 25 years. We're starting to have a positive effect, and I congratulate you for that. I congratulate you as being the choir director, and I'm congratulating the choir and saying, guess what? We have more room for choir members to join in, right?
Let's use those vocal cords, shall we?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
so, so thank you for putting up with me. I thought it was important for our audience, because sometimes, you know, with all the bad news and fake news and all this stuff that's going out there, I want people to, you know, have those moments that we can celebrate to say, hey, look, you know, there are some good things that are happening, that, you know, the heavy lifting that we've been doing over years is starting to, you know, pay some dividends, and, you know, and our kids are going to be all the better for it. That, to me, that gets me excited.
It should, and it does, and it must continue to do so. It is easy for the average American to be overwhelmed and feel like they just don't have, you know, any real say. but behold the choir.
And, right, exactly. Well, because, right. Look, at, let's face it, Hollywood, you know, it is a powerful force. You know, the whole music industry is a powerful force. And, of course, it is, as you know, been in shock with Kanye West and, the revival, the personal revival of Kanye West. And I believe the incredible impact that he's made. Directors like Clint Eastwood not bowing to the pressures of states saying, look at, or Hollywood saying, we're not going to do any more movie production in Georgia because they have, they believe in something that we don't support. And Clint Eastwood says, the heck with it. And there's other directors that are saying, look at, we're not going to bow to that. We're still going to go and produce our movies in Georgia because it's a great place to produce movies. It's right for our company. It's fiduciarily responsible and beneficial for us to do so. So, you know, we have people with courage there, and we need to, again, acknowledge and support that in any way that we can.
It's one thing that I like to point out is the vast contradiction in Hollywood between what they profess and what they actually do.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be no better arrow in my quiver as a media watchdog than Hollywood's own statements that show that they say one thing and then do something entirely different. One such example, you know, we in Hollywood, you know, the dialogue every day includes the term Me Too.
Yes.
And the sexualization and disrespect of women in the studio corporate system. And what the Parents Television Council has been saying, well, if you are so against that in your workplace, why do you continue to proliferate those negative portrayals in your entertainment? Why do
Good
you
question.
Ask us to laugh at and be yeah. entertained by topics like sexual assault and rape mm-hmm. and the human trafficking of children? These are so frequently jokes, punchlines to jokes, mm-hmm. and yet they say, well, we're against that, and yet every night they make millions of dollars by doing exactly that. Same is true mm-hmm. gun violence. You know,
exactly.
they are quick to denounce gun violence, except the fact that you turn on TV every single night and it's just awash in blood, bloody gun violence. So it's about time that we turn Hollywood back on what they say and hold them accountable for what they do.
And they'll be better for it, Tim. They will be. And they'll be able to produce better product and a more creative product if they take on the challenge. So we'll have to wait and see and keep the pressure on them. We got about a minute left. Let's take a look at 2020 real quick. I think it looks pretty good. I'm optimistic.
Yeah, the Parents Television Council for its lifetime has been focused primarily on broadcast television and cable, and now we are making a corporate pivot into streaming media, the streaming media platforms. Disney Plus just launched. Mm-hmm. So we are going to be out there on the front lines for parents, making sure that those media platforms are safe and sound for their children.
Well, Tim, cannot thank you enough, and all the best to you and the team. And, you know, for all the parents and everybody that's joining in, it's we still have some heavy lifting to do. And 2020, we've got, as you say, there's some new front lines that we need to address with these streaming channels that are becoming available. Tim Winters, the president of the Parents Television Council. Tim, if people want to get involved, how can they do so?
Come to our website, parentstv.org, and membership is free. Please keep in mind that we are a nonprofit, so every dollar can help us advance our cause in 2020.
Thank you. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.